what's going on?
Nothing much. Felt good to actually get on the ice and not be worrying about the testing, but it's been a long day, but it's been a lot of fun.
Everybody's betting how much weight you gained so far. Is it 12 pounds?
Right now I'm at like 192, so it's pretty good. It's about around 12 pounds. Since Winnipeg, it's like 15 since I left Winnipeg. So it's been a good summer so far. So just looking forward to the next 2 months and hopefully get a little bigger and stronger too.
A lot of players here are trying to make a name in this organization. You obviously have that. So what is your focus this week, Tom?
Well, you know, they said it's mainly about development and learning how to become a pro and learning a lot of valuable skills to become a pro. So I'm definitely going to be open ears for all the pros they're bringing in to learn things like that. And you know, I'm just excited to be here with all the draft picks and some of the older guys that played in St. John's and just keep learning each and every day.
I noticed you helping some of the guys out there on the ice as well. Are you the leader of this mini camp?
I don't know. Like, I like to be a leader and I like to help when needed, but I try to lead more by example a little more. There's a lot of older guys too, like Redmond and stuff like that. But I definitely look at myself as a leader, a little bit of a leader out there, just to lend a guiding hand. You know, going through what I did last year, I feel like I do have some experience, but I still have a lot of learning to do as well.
Well, still to make the Jets lineup this training camp.
Definitely. Definitely getting sent down last year leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. But I definitely want to make it this year, and I'm working my hardest to make that a goal, make that a reality.
This must be quite a bit different this year than it was last year for me.
Oh yeah, it's totally different. Coming in going through this last year and stuff like that, it definitely feels a lot more comfortable. But it's also a lot of learning as well. You know, there wasn't a development camp last year, so it's a different experience and seems pretty fun so far.
Talk about learning, Mark. Can you just talk to us a little bit about your season you had and how you progressed as a player?
Obviously there's been a lot of ups and downs, like, getting sent down and playing in Barrie and World Juniors and stuff like that. But, I think I definitely worked on my all-around game, being a good offensive player, but also being a good, reliable defensive player. Like, in Barrie, I got a good opportunity. I was playing penalty kill, I was playing power play, I was playing the last minute, I was taking key face-offs. So I definitely learned how to be a key player on a team and be able to be looked upon as a leader like that. So I definitely learned a lot like that.
Now, I know you said that it was disappointing when you got sent down last year, but now looking back at it, hindsight being 2020, do you feel that it was the best move for you as a player?
There's definitely things that I think that were good by getting sent down. But obviously, I wish I was with Winnipeg all year. That's everyone's dream, to play in the NHL all year. But it was the management's decision, and I trust every decision they make.
And when they sent you back down, what did they say to you?
They just said to mature physically and to get stronger and bigger and learn how to be a pro. And I obviously needed to work on my strength, and that's what I'm working on right now. And I think I definitely have done a pretty good job so far, but I still have a lot of work to do, and that's going to come.
So you're hitting that checklist is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
What did you take out of your time in St. John's? Because that was at the end of this whirlwind year last year.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Playing in the AHL is definitely different than the OHL, it's different than the NHL, and there's a lot of learning curves. You notice how to become a pro because some of those guys have been playing in the AHL, have got games in the NHL for a while, and it helps to learn from them and learn how they go about their day. And I definitely thought it was a good learning experience.
Mark, as a former first round pick, did you have any advice for Jacob Trouba coming into this year?
I've talked to him a little bit, and he's rooming with Redmond, and it's funny, we were talking about I was roommates with him last year, so it's he said he keeps on getting the first round draft pick, but I know Redzi's a great mentor. He taught me a lot when I came here last year, and I'm sure he's doing a lot with Trouba. But if Trouba needs any help, I'm definitely open ears for him.
Thanks, Mark.